Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready!
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes. So ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
It's a Tuesday morning. It is a nice day. With Charlie Brennan and Amy Mark Scores, I'm Tom Ackerman. This is Overtime. Good morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Looking sharp. I like that jacket. Hello, Amy. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well.
Amy dressed for the cooler temperatures and the
so
nice
excited.
Sweater.
And a turtleneck. The turtleneck sweater combo from 1994 is my favorite.
Well, very well done. We have, this is an interesting story right out of the gate. So the husband of Lisa Clancy claims an Uber driver pulled a gun on him. Lisa Clancy posting on Twitter. She is from the St. Louis County Council, for those who don't know. Posting on Twitter. Hey, Lyft, one of your drivers just cocked a gun on my husband when he asked him to wear a mask, which is your policy. He wants to report it, but the driver canceled the ride and there's no longer any trace of it. Please help. Clancy goes on to say her husband missed his flight to New York City as a result of the incident. Charlie, what is going on here? And do you have any concerns in using rideshare services?
You know, not really. I know that last week it was reported that I think in Lyft there were 1,700 sexual assaults last year. And that's out of a million a day. So it's 365 million rides a year. So it's a really small percentage. Now, this, of course, was not a sexual assault. We don't know exactly what happened in that car. It's one person's account. And as far as I know, we haven't heard what the drivers had to say. If indeed we can find this driver, let's assume that everything as reported is accurate and some driver of Lyft brandished or cocked a gun at Lisa Clancy's husband. Because Lisa Clancy's husband insisted that the driver wear a mask, it's just one more case in our area and maybe the country where people are just out of control on the roads. We have a story in downtown St. Louis where a guy in a pickup was repeatedly running into the carriage, a horse-drawn carriage on purpose. And then we have another story, I think, out of one of the Parkway schools where a 70-year-old repeatedly ran over a 72-year-old. What's going on?
People have lost their minds. Did you say 1,700 assaults?
That's what I heard.
Left out of 365
as reported last week.
Million. I do. I totally get your point. I do kind of like the image of you as the CEO of Lyft smoking a cigarette. 1,700, eh? That's a number I can live with. it's not that high, but it sounds like a lot.
No, one too many. But I mean, compare it to subways or airlines or even people's homes. It's probably a lower percentage.
Lower percentage. I've never had any trouble taking Uber. I've never done Lyft. I've used Uber a lot. And I've used it. It's different using Uber in a city like New York City or Washington, D.C., where there's a lot of traffic. You're not going very far. You're not going very fast. Versus using it in St. Louis, where you could be driving for 30 minutes and who knows where you are. So I do think the story is concerning. I'm a little confused by the story is a little bit confusing to me. And I know Lisa Clancy said, hey, one of your drivers just cocked a gun on my husband, where the Post-Dispatch story said that detectives confirmed the driver implied he had a firearm. I'm not sure if that's legal language.
Well, that's a major difference.
That's a big difference, and that's what I'm not sure. Is that a legal definition?
How do you imply you have a firearm?
I don't know, you say, hey, I got a gun.
Casually touch your breast pocket or something. Hey, see what I'm carrying?
Hey, could you wear a mask? Hey, I've got a gun.
Right, like, so which one is it? That's my question after reading the story.
We'll role play. Tom, I'll be Clancy's husband. You be the driver. Yeah. Hey, would you please put on a mask?
Sure. There you go. End of story. That's how it should have gone.
And end scene.
Thank you.
Cut. Great scene.
Yeah.
I think we have the new Christmas play.
Charlie, I agree with you. I'm not saying that this is the wrong account or anything. I just don't have enough information.
Who knows?
Here.
Who knows?
I don't know what really happened in that vehicle.
Nobody knows, but people have lost their minds. I do agree.
I agree. People have lost their minds. In St. Louis now, they've increased police presence in downtown, and that seems to be yielding results. Public Safety Director Dan Isom tells KMOX crime downtown is down, but admits parts of South St. Louis and Southwest St. Louis are seeing an increase. Isom says the increase in crimes in these areas is being looked at, but he doesn't believe it's because of lack of police resources. So, Amy, do you think adding more police downtown is driving crime up in other areas?
So there are more police downtown, which seems to be yielding results, which are fewer criminal incidents downtown, but then areas where there are fewer cops, you're starting to see more crime. It does seem like a correlation causation thing here. I wouldn't be surprised that having more police officers roaming the streets does result in fewer crimes. I mean, it means people are looking out for the area. People are protecting the area. So I do think, yes, adding more police into the other areas where there is crime can help, because it's not a zero-sum contest in the sense of there is a finite number of crime that's unchangeable, that's always going to be moved around. Crime can be reduced. And I think we can do that with more law enforcement, better equipped law enforcement, meaning like all the resources they would need, whether that is social workers or whatever you need, as well as some community collaboration.
Well, we have 158 homicides in the city this year, which exceeds the total number for about nine the last 20 years. So and the numbers of homicides are up. How about downtown? Boy, every time we listen to the news, there's another shooting just the other night, 9th and 11th. I can recall years went by when we didn't have any shootings in downtown St. Louis. Dr. Isom works for Tashara Jones, the mayor, who campaigned that you just can't police yourself out of crime. She doesn't believe that the city needs more police officers because she looks at the number of police officers per capita and she thinks it's too high. And she'd rather have more social workers out there. I respectfully disagree. I think that we need to see more patrols in downtown St. Louis. I'd like to see more police cars. I don't see many. Some of them that I see, like the one over there on Spruce, is empty. It's kind of like a decoy car. They put the police car out on Spruce so that people will think that the police are around, but they're really not. They did that in front of our building for a while, and they call that law enforcement. Sorry, the numbers are still way too high. And it's not just the police, it's the 911 system is not working at all. And then we put some of these guys in the jail, and the locks don't work, and the circuit attorney doesn't want to prosecute. And the police are saying they're not going to enforce the small things that they consider them small when you're driving without a license. I don't know. I think we got a long way to go.
And the police presence in Forest Park, which we witness every day, it keeps that park safe and families are there. You see all different ages, people running, walking, playing sports. It's safe. It's a community treasure. And the police play a big role in that and keeping that park safe.
We cannot lose downtown. You have to have downtown for this region to thrive. And the more people downtown, the less crime. So how do you get there? How do you get more foot traffic? I agree with you, Charlie and Amy. You need that police presence is a big part of it.
Sunday mornings at 10. Get inside the world of sports with Sports on a Sunday Morning. Game recaps, special guests, player interviews, and so much more. Sports on a Sunday Morning. It's everything sports on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Ollie Marmol will be the next Sports on a Sunday Morning guest. I had a visit to chat with him, and then hopefully we will have another radio show with the Cardinals manager. It's been the tradition around here that Tony La Russa started, then Mike Matheny, then Mike Schilt, and now Ollie Marmol. I told him about that too. Can't break tradition now. I think he's in on that. Good man. I enjoyed that visit with him. It's 8:42 on Overtime with Charlie Brennan and Amy Mark Scores. I'm Tom Ackerman. The State Department told Congress last week that the agency is currently in touch with 363 American citizens in Afghanistan, 176 of whom are actively trying to leave. These numbers contradict the numbers given by the Biden administration, which congressional sources and those working on the evacuations have long said was undercounting the numbers of Americans still in Afghanistan. Charlie, what should be nut about this?
Well, that's a good question. It's kind of like the forgotten Americans, where we've kind of moved on. And except I noticed that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, I think he was interviewed on Fox News, and he said the numbers are much higher than several hundred. It's hard to say, and not exactly sure what we can do right now. Maybe we'll talk to Martin Indyk, former ambassador to Israel and also a former special envoy for Palestinian-Israeli affairs for the United States. He's going to be with us next hour. But it really is something that should have been taken care of earlier. And now I don't know what our leverage is except to say the Taliban, you won't get any money unless we get these Americans out. I also will say, why were the Americans still there? It was last October of 2020 that Donald Trump, then president, said that we'd be getting out of Afghanistan. If I was an American in Kabul at that time, I would have packed up immediately.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the disaster that was the evacuation continuing. And as Biden said, well, we were able to get a lot of people out of Kabul pretty quickly. Yes, but we should never have been in that situation in the first place. I do think the Biden administration is counting on the short memories of Americans that Afghanistan was the headline for a while, for a brief while, and now we've kind of moved on. I do think in years coming, Biden will be remembered as, well, he was the president who got us out of Afghanistan. And a lot of this tragic news, the people who were stuck there, the people falling off of the planes, that could be forgotten. That's what they're counting on. And so we need to get these Americans out of Afghanistan. The money, I don't think it's going to be much leverage, because right now the Taliban is playing chicken with the people in Afghanistan. He's holding them hostage. He's doing the same thing with the citizens of Afghanistan who are starving. We talked about that story there. It's so bad. There's no work. There's no food. There's no money. People are selling their children for food. And the Taliban's looking at the international community saying, we can watch these people die. Can you? Are you really not going to give us money? You're going to let these people die? So I don't think money is much leverage with the Taliban.
Democrats are considering a new tax on billionaires to help pay for President Biden's agenda. The tax would help raise money to pay for spending proposals, including expanded child tax credit and climate change policies. While Mr. Biden didn't support the idea during the 2020 campaign, he turned to it after a different capital gains tax change failed to get enough support, Amy. So what do you think of this proposed tax?
Yeah, I'm confused by the language here, because we were assured, no, this isn't a wealth tax. We're just taxing people on unrealized wealth. So it seems like it's a game of semantics here. It sounds like it's going to be a disaster. What I do know is that you could tax the 1% in America, all the billionaires, 100% of their wealth, and it wouldn't be enough to cover college free tuition for all Americans, free health care for all Americans, the Green New Deal. We can tax the 1% 100%. It's not going to be enough to cover the costs.
Yeah, it's pretty darn complicated. How do you tax somebody's wealth? And on what day? Let's say you've got $100,000 worth of stock. What day do you measure that? December 31st, January 15th, April 15th? And, you know, that $100,000 in stock, let's say you got to pay some sort of wealth tax on that. What happens then when the market corrects itself and suddenly that $100,000 is worth $75,000? And if you're paying a tax every year on your wealth, do you still have to pay a capital gains when you sell it? And, you know, it seems like people are kind of going out of their way to try and find some way to raise some money. I think the easiest way, two ways, would be, one, increase the inheritance tax. And I like that, because then you don't have institutional richness where the money is passed down from one generation to another. I don't think that's necessarily good. I might exempt farms on that one. And if we're all serious about the debt, why not increase everybody's taxes, at least those who are making more than the median family income. Another 1% for everybody. Would we in for that, or do we just want to tax the billionaires?
It's 8:47 on Overtime. Quick break. Back with more right after this.
This is Overtime
on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
8:52 on Overtime with Charlie and Amy. I'm Tom. The U.S., one of only six countries with no national paid family or medical leave. Congress is now considering 4 weeks of paid leave, down from the 12 weeks that were initially proposed in the Democrats' spending plan. Of 185 countries that offer paid leave for new mothers, only one, Eswatini, that is next to South Africa, offers fewer than 4 weeks. The average length for those that have maternity leave is 29 weeks. 107 countries have parental leave for fathers. Charlie, with all that said, should Congress mandate national paid family or medical leave?
I'm not sure. We're $27 trillion in debt, and we're having trouble finding workers. I think we actually have other issues right now. I don't know. I'm kind of getting tired of the requirements from Washington, D.C. on businesses. I mean, we just got off, just completed a discussion of taxing billionaires. I don't know. I'm passionately ambivalent about this one, guys. Sorry, I'm punting.
I agree with you about being tired of requirements from Washington being passed on down to our businesses. We have the, you know, maternity leave that a lot of people take, and I know there's discussions that the government should help families more. Well, maybe that can just be tied in with as well as the family check, like in the Romney plan. You're not just subsidizing child care, but you are providing a check for families with kids. So that way you're not incentivizing parents to both be out of the home or incentivizing parents to send kids to child care. They can decide how they want to go about that. A check could help. I do agree that we have other problems. And for those who are wondering if the baby bust, this idea that young people don't want to have kids because of economic reasons or because they don't feel supported by the government or businesses when they do have families, that's not what we're seeing in more progressive countries in the Nordic countries, Sweden, Finland, countries that have very generous parental benefits. They too are seeing birth rates drop precipitously because the priority is not on family building. It's more on careerism or workism. So it's not necessarily economic reasons like this why people aren't having kids.
Donald Trump Jr. wasted no time going after Alec Baldwin during his current crisis. Donald Trump Jr. has started selling shirts that say, is this real? Alec Baldwin kills people.
I went to the website. I interrupted you. I didn't think it was real.
So I was just looking for the website, and I guess that's the point, is they're trying to get me to the website. On the website, the shirt is listed as Guns Don't Kill People, Alec Baldwin Kills People for $27.99 on his site. Amy, what in the world?
I mean, how disgusting. What a gross little lowlife you have to be to make a shirt that says Guns Don't Kill People, Alec Baldwin Kills People. It's completely disrespectful. It's so narcissistic and small-minded, and any criticism he gets for this, he deserves and then some. What a gross thing to do.
Well, Alec Baldwin made a living and a good one in recent years satirizing Donald Trump. I mean, he played him on Saturday Night Live. I mean, you dish it out, you got to take it. Sorry, it's all fair game.
I don't think they're related at all.
How so?
He's acting. It was an accident, and you have a woman who is killed. And so who does, you know, Donald Trump Jr. think he's hurting with this? Is this owning the libs? Like, hey, forget about that a woman was killed. We're just going to, quote, own the libs with this shirt.
I have a great idea. Let's make a T-shirt, guys. I mean, what?
There's no accounting for taste. This is 2021.
I guess.
Is that the shirt you have under that blazer?
You know, Donald Trump was pilloried by the left. Now the right is pillaring, Alec Baldwin. That's the world we live in.
Let's own the other side. Forget about character. Don't be upstanding. Be low and gross.
Well, he's got a point. Guns don't kill people. Alec Baldwin kills people. I think it's a clever T-shirt.
What is on the show today, Charlie?
Martin Indyk was ambassador to Israel twice, as a matter of fact, also our special envoy for Palestinian-Israeli relations. And he's going to join us as he's written a new book about Henry Kissinger. Plus, Aaron Bodie has a new single out. It features Kirkwood native David Sanborn and more to come. That's after 9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.